some thoughts on an essay if you were going to choose the election of 1912. A fascinating election. I am trying to put a reading out there about the election of 1912 on the website. If I can get it out there, I will, for you to look at. That's the kind of the high point of progressivism at the federal level is in this particular election, when you have the three leading figures of this kind of progressive era political realm all vying for the presidency in 1912. You had, you know, Teddy Roosevelt running as a third-party candidate, the Bull Moose Party, sometimes called the Progressive Party. You know, he had been president again for most of two terms, had really been the first president to advance a lot of the progressive agenda with his consumer protections and conservationist protections of environment, and some trust busting, trying to break up some trust that he viewed as dangerous to the American economy. So you can do a little bit of research on him and the kinds of things that he offered as part of his political agenda. And again, there's a great John Green crash course on these three men. Taft, again, Roosevelt's hand-picked successor. You can talk about him. This, you know, in your introductory paragraph, here's, you know, how you can kind of formulate it. Talk a little bit about this being, you know, the political campaign between these three great progressives. You know, Roosevelt, who had kind of started the movement. Taft, who was the hand-picked successor, who was not as progressive as Roosevelt had hoped he would be, although he broke up more trusts and did some other things that Roosevelt had not been as successful at in terms of advancing the progressive agenda. And then Wilson, who is the Democratic candidate in 1912, who has his own, you know, progressive agenda, dealing a lot of, especially in the terms of business and finance and revolutionizing the way the banking industry is organized in the country, and kind of set up your talk of the election of 1912, maybe by basically introducing those three and a little bit about their agendas, and then talk about the election, talk about, you know, the split in the Republican Party as Roosevelt pulls significant votes away from Taft, and how that largely opens the door for Wilson to get elected. Certainly a mention of the fourth party. There were two, you know, there was a fourth party candidate, for lack of a better phrase, in the socialist Eugene Debs. And you really get a sense of how much reform or even revolution there was desired in the country when a socialist, a guy who you know, would reorganize a lot of things about the country, maybe not quite as far to the left as other socialists of the day, but here's a guy running under the Socialist Party platform and getting 6% of the vote in 1912. It won't be too far removed, and Debs will be imprisoned numerous times, that socialist communists are going to be rounded up and imprisoned in the late 1910s for their views. And here's a man running with the title of Socialist Party getting 6% of the vote. So it's a fascinating election in 1912. So you could talk a little bit about Deb's presence, talk about Taft and Roosevelt splitting the Republican Party and opening up the door, you know, for Wilson to become president, but really get a sense of how each man was really a part of this, you know, kind of progressive era of the time, and give us a little bit perhaps on what each man did as president and what kinds of things Wilson and his new freedom was proposing. That would be a good way to, you know, start your essay, setting the backdrop, and then talking about the, you know, the workings of that election and how it opened the door for Wilson to become president.